98.9 The Rock, Kansas City's rock station, from scars and souvenirs and latest from Theory of a Dead Man. They're Canadian, eh? And
how about you?
And it's almost like you guys, it's almost like we planned it this way. Welcoming to the Rockfest broadcast booth, our friends at Theory of a Dead Man. Participants in Rockfest 2008. Now, this is your Virgin Rockfest experience, right?
It is.
It
is.
Just popped our cherries.
When did you get here?
We pulled in this morning. I woke up like maybe 11 noon or something like that.
And were there people already hanging out outside the buses, like where all the buses and stuff? We heard people started showing up at like 2:30 this morning.
There's people waiting to get in.
Yeah, this is awesome. Are you guys, have you been in front of a crowd of 50,000 yet?
In our career we have, but this is definitely on this record the biggest show.
It's early in the CD too, so it works out real good.
Yeah, this is great.
Congratulations on putting out another great record, by the way.
Thank you
very much.
Appreciate you guys coming down here and being part of this. So far, what is the experience like for you as a first time band in this environment?
Well, I was just reading an invitation. Someone's getting married between the second and main stage or something.
I think that's happening right now.
I think it's happening right at 4:20, dude.
I heard at 8:20 they're consummating the marriage between the second and
well, you know what? I'm not going to say that hasn't happened in the past and may not have happened already this afternoon. You know, the porta potties have been known as little love shacks.
Oh.
Here in the place. Yeah, I mean,
that's romantic.
Sometimes you just got to get some.
Oh, dude, that's great.
I would like to point out to you, because Chevelle are on stage right now. You guys go on stage on the second stage right around 6 o'clock or so.
Yeah.
I would like to ask you guys to turn around. I know people on the radio can't see this, but as the day goes on, the quality of women on shoulders that are willing to expose themselves goes up exponentially. So when you guys go on at like 6 o'clock, I'm thinking the view will be fine.
Now, we want to thank the beer sponsors for that, right?
That would be Miller Lite. Okay. Nice job. You guys are good. It's good to get the corporate sponsors and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us what's been going on in the life of Theory of a Dead Man the past couple of years. Obviously, you make a record. And then what?
Then we tour, and then we try to get some time off, but nope, we tour some more. That's all we do.
And that's all right? Do you guys even have homes anymore? Do you have any homes anymore? You just put your stuff in low storage lockers.
Just moved out of his place.
I just gave notice I'm moving out when I get home, and I will not have a place.
So you're tech. Now, where do you put all your stuff?
I'm going to put it in storage.
Really?
Honestly.
So you're going to save yourself like 2 years of rent or mortgage payment?
You know, I don't. We're never going to be home. I'll sleep on the bus, you know, and when I go home, I'll just crash at people's places.
Do you guys still live up in Canada?
Yeah, Vancouver. Yeah.
Is it expensive up there, the housing thing up there?
Incredibly.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You need to move to the United States? Cheap. Damn cheap here now.
Kansas City.
You do go great in Kansas City, obviously.
Are you offering me a room for rent? Is that what's happening now?
Not until you buy me dinner. I'm not that cheap.
I'm not asking to stay in your room.
Oh, okay. All right, that'd be good. As long as I can write you off.
You can.
And you know what? But as long as you only eat like 85% of the food.
Look at me.
That's all good. So welcome to Rockfest. What's next for you after this? I mean, you're going to do the tour thing. And,
oh, man. We got so much going on. We're ending this little Canadian tour we're doing. We got like 5 more shows that end in Vancouver, and then a Seattle show. And then we actually got like a week off. It was like 2 weeks. It turned into a week because we actually got to shoot a video for Bad Girlfriend.
What's a video?
You know what? I don't really know the song, the content, but supposedly they're going to really do it up so it's like can't be played on television kind of thing. Like,
yeah, because that makes sense. Why not spend a couple $100,000 on a video medium that can't be played on the video medium?
Right. That's record labels for you.
That sounds smart. Are you guys doing good now? Are you guys actually making money now, or are the record companies raping you too?
No, we haven't been anally raped by the record company yet far, but yeah, we're making money. We're doing good.
A lot of bands are starting to do stuff like self-contained, like you do your websites and all that stuff on your own so that you can try and cut those guys out of the deal.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of bands are doing these what they call 360 deals now, where these labels are signing bands and they're taking cuts for their merch, their touring, and their royalties, and it's a shame, but there's not a lot of money in the record business anymore, so, you know, we got to make our money off the T-shirts and the touring, you know?
And that's exactly what we want people to do. Come out, grab yourself. You guys have some merch here?
We got some Bad Girlfriend T-shirts and panties.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
The Bad Girlfriend panties. Nice. See, you guys are smart. That's how you market it now.
Well, a lot of bad girlfriends out there.
They should be spanked.
We're just making sure they wear the proper
attire.
Yeah.
And you're not mad at them at all.
No.
You're just trying to help them rehabilitate themselves.
So, right. Don't be ashamed to be a bad girlfriend.
Nice.
Nothing wrong with that.
The new CD is called Scars and Souvenirs. Theory of a Dead Man are going to be going on stage on the second stage right around 6 o'clock. Thank you guys for taking some time out of your day. I know it's real busy, and you guys should go grab some of that catering. It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
All right, sweet. It's 98.9 The Rock, live from Rockfest 08 at Liberty Memorial.